transmission.
It's 2:23 a.m.
I doubt it. If you check your clock, it actually says 19:30 UTC. What's going on? Well, this is the Dubious Goals Committee. My name is Tobe. I'm the chairman of this committee. And through some carefully planning, not only is it 19:30 UTC, it is also 19:30 local time, which means it's golden hour, and we're going to go to Herrenhaven. So, let's go there and look for some dudes, because I think we might find us a bunch of dudes when it starts getting dark. And since it has started getting dark, I think we should leave the studio and get in the car right now. The next time you hear my voice, which will be in 3 seconds, we'll be at Herrenhaven. 3, 2, 1, 0. And here we are. I'm parked at Herrenhaven, haven't even gotten out of my car, because we've already had some really good omens. It's ridiculous around here. Okay, as I was driving down Old Maple Road, I went by the house that is on Old Maple Road, and there was a marmot digging in the grass, looking for food, doing stuff, just hanging out. And then I got another 100 meters down the street, and what did I see looking up at me? A snoodler, a raccoon, was in a culvert, the culvert that's on the corner of the golf course, just across the street from Herrenhaven. And then as I was driving by the culvert looking at that snood, another one came out. And so I saw two snoods, and I'm wondering if that's our snoodler family. Maybe we'll see them a little bit later. I saw a snoodler family a couple nights ago. Well, it's a sunny twilight. It's golden hour. The sun is out, the sky is clear. And it's a bit cool. It might be under 70 degrees, and I'm walking up the access road that goes to the Mulhall's property. See, I think this culvert is active with Mati's, because there's some fresh dirt dug out of it. And I have now walked out onto the Mulhall's property just to check for deer. And I don't see any right now, but that could change. That could change. So we'll be checking this numerous times. You know what I think I kind of want to do? I kind of want to go see if I can spot those snoodlers again. So what I think I'm going to do is walk up to that... I'm going to walk out the parking lot and walk up the street a little bit and see if we can't see some snoods. So we're just going to creep up here. I got another 40 meters to go. I'm creeping up on the blind side of these clowns. And unfortunately, because the sun is so low, my shadow is very long. And it even reaches across the street. So I need to be very, very careful that my shadow does not tip these clowns off. This culvert runs under the street, there's a storm drain, and there, the end of the culvert is in the golf course. These clowns could be in that storm drain right now, too. All right, let's get up here. I'm going to have to be really quiet so I can be real stealthy. And we're going to see if we've got any dudes called snoods down here in this culvert. I'm 4 meters away. 3 meters away. I do not see anybody. Sisters, my dudes. Okay, I'm on top of it, looking in, and my dudes are no longer here. Where did they go? Well, they could have just gone doink, 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 run across the street, run across Old Maple, and they would be in Heron Haven. So let's start heading back. I'm going to also look into this storm drain to see if there's any snoodlers in it. There's a lot of traffic on this intersection, all these people coming home from work and stuff. And as I look into the storm drain, I don't see any dudes. Okay. So, we're going to come up here against the golf course fence and see if I can't see down into the other end of this little culvert. Yeah, can kind of see, but I sure don't see any dudes. So let's head back into Heron Haven here and get this dude search going properly. Gotta find us some dudes. Now, instead of walking all the way back to the parking lot, I'm just gonna jump over the split rail fence here. And boom, just like that, we're in the outdoor classroom, which is the grassy area behind the building near the bocage. I'm walking past the bocage right now looking for dudes, because sometimes there's Matis back here, but not today. Okay, and that's fine, and this just makes an easy entrance into the forest. So into the forest we go. I've already spotted three dudes, but I didn't spot them live on the show. It was right before I got here, so we're searching for dudes. Live on the air. What kind of dudes are we gonna find tonight? Place your bets and place them early to avoid being shut out at the window. Animals you can bet on tonight include but are not limited to muskrats, raccoons, herons, blue and green, turtles, matis, scratties. Did I say scratties? And just about anything else you can think of. Oh, and deer. And you can also bet on whether any particular animal is going to be a baby. And I'll give you a hint. The babies that we might see are baby raccoons, baby deer, or baby scrats. We are not going to see any baby marmots. Is not the baby marmot time of year. But I'm looking in the forest, looking for dudes. Where are my dudes? I'm looking for youds. Alright, so here we are at the crossroads. Well, there's some people out there on the Mulhall's property. As I look through the cut, I'm not seeing any deer yet. Seeing a lot of butterflies, though. Alright, so this means we're heading out onto the boardwalk. And I should mention that I did not bring a camera. Because the logic being, whenever I don't bring a camera, I always see lots of dudes. And so we're hoping to find dudes tonight. Here I am at the sub pond, looking around for scratties, but I don't see any. I don't see any birds. I don't see any anything. Okay, so out to the boardwalk we go. Come on, baby scrats. Come on, adult scrats. Let's see what we got. Oh, I saw some movement in a bush. It was just a bird. Okay.
I'm on the boardwalk. I'm heading out onto the water. And we got people. People looking in the water for dudes, apparently. So we're going to turn right around and head into the forest deeper. Boy, and I thought this was going to be a great idea. I thought, oh yeah, nobody will be here. And we'll see lots of dudes. Well, turns out there's people here. There was one car in the parking lot. But why are there two groups of people here? I don't know. I'm checking the sub pond again. I don't see anything. So we'll just walk along the path here. We'll loop around. We'll cross the land bridge. And we'll head into the back 40. And also check the billabong. I can hear a squirrel freaking out somewhere. Really losing his mind. Alright, what's in the front half of the billabong? Gonna get up close here and take a look down in there. Nothing. Nothing. Alright. We'll keep going. I'm curious about the billabong because I have been seeing a scrat every once in a while in the billabong, especially in the back. I don't know what's in the back of the billabong that scratties like so much, but that's where that one guy's been hanging out. And as I walk up the odoriferous corridor, I'm stepping on walnuts because squirrels are crazy. All right, into the wall blind we go. What are we going to have back here tonight? Maybe a scratty. What do we got? I am not spotting anything. So we'll climb up the stairs a little bit. Get a better view. No. There are no dudes back here right now. And see, the funny thing is you know where we were just looking for those snoodlers? If they cross the street, right where I said, oh, if they cross the street, they'll go into the Heron Haven. If they cross the street right there, they're pretty much going to be walking up to the billabong. So I'm looking for snoodlers snoodling along the edge of the billabong. And there is nothing. Nobody. No dudes. No snoods. No scratty boom balatty. Alright. Let's go out to the big blind then. As I round the tip of Frog Harbor, I do see some frogs down in there, but frogs don't count. I think frogs technically are dudes, but since they're so common, we don't really count them when we're out dude spotting. Not like the other more rare dudes that we're always looking for, like snoods and deer and scratties and motts and otters. Yes, I have actually seen a river otter out here. It was huge. Plus beavers. We get beavers here every once in a while. Haven't seen a beaver all year. Not sure if we had any last year, did I? Can't remember. Yeah, but the beavers usually show up in the spring. And I remember one year they showed up in the fall too, so gotta keep our eyes open. We might spot a beveler, so named because they like to bevel the edges of things. If you've ever seen a tree felled by a beaver, take a good look at the stump. It's nice and beveled. All right, so here I am standing on the bridge overlooking the turtle reproduction pond. There's a total of 5, 6, apparently half a dozen ducks just swimming around doing duck stuff. I don't see any turtle shells or anything like that. No snapper action. And we like snappers. Snappers are dudes. But I don't see any. I'm starting to smell cedar. Wait a second. I'm looking back behind me up the trail that is basically the downward bit of the loop path. And there's a log or something sticking up that looks a hell of a lot like a dude. Is that a log or a dude? It's just a log. But wow. That looks a lot like a dude in these low light conditions. And that's why dudes are so tricky. Especially your Mati type dudes who are always trying to look like logs for protective purposes. I smell cedar. It must mean we're walking by the vestigial wall. Yeah, yes we are. All right, here we go. Into the big blind. What dudes will we find? Ducks don't count. Okay. There's no ducks on the log. There's some ducks out there swimming. And there's maybe 3 ducks in the delta. I'm sticking my head out the blind a little bit. And I'm looking around. I'm looking. I don't see any herons. Neither blue nor green. Wait, I lied. I lied. As I stick my head further out of the blind, yeah, on the new log, there's no ducks on it, but guess who's over there? He's leaning over the edge. He's looking down into the water. It's our green heron. Little Greenie is out there. All right, so one dude. We have spotted one dude, our favorite green heron. I'm checking around the edges of the pond, and I'm looking out at the island, because the last time I was here at this time, was that last night? 2 nights ago? I saw a grand total of 7 raccoons. 2 were out on the island, and our family, the mommy with 4 kits, baby snoods, they were in the delta snoodling. They were fishing for froggies and crawdads and fishies and everything else they like to eat. But I'm not seeing any snoodlers today. And I am looking. I can see some shrubbery moving around on the island. Now, is that the wind? Or is there a snoodler in there? And that's how I noticed the snoods last time. I heard a sound of, you know, like a twig breaking or something coming from the island. And when I looked over there, then I saw a bush bending down. And then I saw a Mati head pop up. And then I saw another, or not a Mati head, but a snoodler head. And then I saw another snoodler. Some ducks are flying in. No, they took one look at me and they said, no, we're going to fly back out. So those duckies went somewhere. Oh, and I'm looking back over at the old, or the new log, and I do not see our green guy anymore. Where's little Greenie? Moving. Oh yeah, I see him. He ran up the log a little bit. I moved over in the blind a little bit so I can get a better angle. And as I look over there, he was running up and down the log, and now then he jumped over onto another log, and now he's back in position looking for food, 'cause he's a hungry green heron tonight. He's gonna chomp some fishies. He's just hanging out over there. That's very nice. Two more ducks are flying in. They saw me, and now they're circling over to the back of the island. Are they landing over there? Yeah, they're going to land clear on the edge of the pond, way over there. I'm still looking at the island, wondering if there's any snoods out there. Wondering if any snoods swam over there tonight. Okay, that was weird. A duck just came flying out of the forest, and he's making all kinds of noise, and he went into a tree. Did something spook him? Are there some dudes over there? We'll never know. Where's the rest of the dudes? Of course, when you come out here and you want to see dudes, you never find them. You have to come out here thinking you're not going to see anything, and that's when you see all the dudes like I did last night. Huh. Our green heron is still just standing there, doing green heron stuff, looking for a yummy fishy dinner. Well, if we're not seeing any dudes, maybe we should head back, check some other areas, some of the areas we've already checked. We should check the Mulhall's property for deer and or Mati's, because that's the last time I saw Mati, he was out there. And it was really strange, too, because I was standing there looking for deer, and I was so focused on the deer that I didn't see the Mat that was between me and the deer. And then it was really funny, because my buddy, the young deer who I keep running into, who does not get spooked by me, that deer saw me, and he started walking towards me, because we're buddies. And when he walked by the Mat, he spooked the Mat, and then the Mat started walking towards me and went down into his hole near where I was standing. So that was awesome. All right, let's go find some dudes. And I think what we'll do is head back out onto the boardwalk. Maybe those people have left. Maybe they're not scaring dudes anymore. They didn't seem like the type that would spook the dudes, but you never know. They were looking at something. They were laying down on the boardwalk, looking over the edge, looking into the water. Maybe they saw a dude. Okay, so we just need to push aside a few more branches here. Yeah, we got folks out here still. These are different people. And I thought tonight was going to be a no people night. Well, they're leaving, but I'm not seeing any dudes coming out. I'm looking all around for my baby Scratty. I don't see him. Oh, I heard a frog chirp and jump. Splorp! Chirpy splorps. And we might as well walk all the way out to the end of the boardwalk, because I'm beginning to wonder if we're going to see any dudes at all. Why did everybody choose tonight to come out here? I don't know. But we might have to come back tomorrow night, too, just to see if any dudes are hanging out. And they will be. I'm looking at frogs. I'm looking at big frogs. I'm scanning the edges of the waterline, looking for snoodlers doing their snoodle business. Looking for scratties, especially that baby scrat. He was nice. Okay, and here we are. All the way out at the end of the boardwalk. I'm looking. I'm a scanning. Hey, what is that way, way out there? There's something. Yeah, it's him. Clear at the, well, basically at the other delta. You know, the Heron Haven is fed by a spring, and I think it feeds in at two different places. Or that's the spring over there, and the delta that we normally I'm talking about is all runoff. But either way, if we go, if you look clear across, he's 100 yards away or more, clear across the pond, sort of standing where the spring feeds into the main pond, is our friend, a big bluey, blue heron. So we've got blue heron tonight, and we've got a green heron tonight. So if you've had money on herons, well, you win. Something is feeding. I just saw a fish or something florp out of the water. That was nice. Yeah, I couldn't tell if that was a heron out there or not until he started moving a little bit. He's moving enough now that, yeah, it's most assuredly one of our blue heron buddies. I'm pretty sure it's Big Bluey. It might not be. It could be Black Cap Chappie, but I don't think so. I'm hearing funny little slurpy sounds. And all the fish eating, and probably frogs, and other dudes that make slurpy noises when they eat in the water. You can see some ducks out there. There's the occasional ring of waves as fish break the surface to eat. They catch my attention each time. And now a cloud of gnats has found me. So I got bugs flying around my head. So buggy. So I'm moving over on the platform a little ways. And I'm looking around. Looking around for the dudes that I thought we were going to spot tonight. And I don't see any. Where's all the mammals? We've got herons represented today. We got green heron and a blue heron. Where's the rest of the dudes? Where's the snoods? Where's the deers? Where's the nocturnal mantis? Mantis are not nocturnal. But I did see one the other night. It wasn't that late. It was about this time. Sun was going down and he was out munching with the deer. He's friends with the deers. And that same mot, you know that photograph I took of the baby mot peeking his head out of the hole? That might have been the same mot that I saw last night in the evening. And he was so chubby. He's getting chubby. Getting ready for winter. Eating a lot. Getting his chub on. Chubby mots are the funniest mots because when they run, you can see their flab wiggle. It's pretty funny. You know, there's kind of a delay. They launch, and then you sort of see the flab catch up to them. They bounce. They bounce when they run. Oh, it's so funny. Marmots are the craziest people. I'm still just standing here. Out at the end of the boardwalk. Looking down at a couple big frogs who are just staring right back up at me. And having a good froggy time. I turn around and I can see over the lake. Big Bluey's way out there still. He's looking for some food. And I think there's a duck swimming up next to him. So he's going to have some ducky company. That will be nice. That will be nice for a blue heron. Well, I gotta go. I'm out of time. You've been listening to the Dubious Goals Committee, a show that airs every single day at 1930 UTC right here on and on radio. I'm gone. Bye-bye.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.
Hello, this is DJ Kumata. Welcome to my Yonon Radio Show.